Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The death toll from the wildfires ravaging the Los Angeles area has risen to 16 as crews battle to cut off the spreading blazes before potentially strong winds return. But it's not the only struggle firefighters are dealing with.
The reality is that we have urban water systems that are not designed to fight wildfires or put out entire sort of, you know, mountainsides that are on fire. And we are having, you know, very high severity events that are unprecedented.
That was Edith D. Guzman, the Water Equity and Adaptation Specialist at University of California, Los Angeles. On Friday, California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered an investigation into the causes behind water supply problems that hindered firefighting efforts, describing the reports of water shortages as quote-unquote deeply troubling. Incumbent Croatian President Zoran Milanovic cast his vote in the presidential runoff in Zagreb on Sunday, saying he wasn't at all nervous about the outcome of the election. Milanovic, the opposition Social Democrats candidate, won the most votes in the first round of the election on December 29th, but he fell just short of a majority needed by 5,000 votes.
Povratak u korito.
Croatia requires a return to the constitutional framework, nothing more than that. In foreign policy, I shall treat people equally as mandated by the Constitution. In matters of defense and national security, I will assert dominance over the government as stipulated by the Constitution. Thirdly, tertium non datur. There exists no alternative to these two things. That's all there is to it. During his five-year term that expires on February 18th, Milanovic has clashed with Prime Minister Andrej Plenković over foreign and public policy and has fiercely criticized the European Union and NATO over their support for Ukraine. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky called on allies on Sunday to honor all promises to supply Ukraine with weapons, including those to counter Russian air attacks. Ukrainian air defenses downed 60 out of 94 drones launched by Russia overnight, the Air Force said on Sunday. Zelensky said on the Telegram messaging app, quote, "The decisions made at the NATO summit in Washington, as well as those adopted during the Ramstein meetings regarding air defenses for Ukraine, have still not been fully implemented," unquote. Zelensky also said that over the past week, Russian forces had launched hundreds of strikes on Ukraine and nearly 700 aerial bombs and over 600 attack drones were used.
First, recognize the Taliban regime as perpetrators of gender apartheid. Do not legitimize them. Do not make compromises on our faith.
Nobel Peace Prize laureate Malala Yousafzai urged Muslim leaders on Sunday not to legitimize the Afghan Taliban government and to show true leadership by opposing their curbs on women and girls' education. The Islamabad-based two-day summit on girls' education in Muslim nations has brought together ministers and education officials from dozens of Muslim-majority countries, backed by the Muslim World League. Pakistan's education minister told Agence France-Presse on Saturday that delegates from Afghanistan's Taliban government did not attend the event despite being invited. Top diplomats from the Middle East and Europe arrived in the Saudi capital on Sunday to discuss Syria as world powers push for stability after the fall of Bashar al-Assad.
This internal Syrian process must not be disrupted from outside. This means all neighboring states must respect Syria's territorial integrity and sovereignty.
German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock told reporters in Riyadh on the sidelines of the meeting that her government wanted a smart approach to sanctions that would enable aid to reach Syrians.
We will provide another 50 million euro for food, emergency shelters, and medical care.
According to the United Nations, 7 out of 10 Syrians need help. More than 13 years of conflict have killed over 500,000 Syrians, left infrastructure destroyed, and the people impoverished, while millions have fled their homes, including to Europe. Czech emergency services said on Sunday that 6 people died when a propane butane cylinder exploded at a restaurant in the northwest city of Most, setting the building on fire. 8 people were injured in the fiery blast that occurred late on Saturday evening, and 30 people were evacuated from the restaurant and surrounding buildings, the Czech Fire Rescue Service said on the X social media platform. The interior minister told Czech radio the cause was likely a propane butane heater overturning on the restaurant's front garden. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.